every kind of counseling methodology comes from a particular worldview. And so this is why we would be inherently suspicious of Freudian or Jungian psychology, because they have such a warped understanding of anthropology, of the doctrine of man. Because they start from the wrong place, they're, of course, going to end at the wrong place. That is just as true if we're talking about, quote-unquote, Christian psychology. Christian psychology, and I wish that this were not the case, but sadly I think that it is. Christian psychology very often comes from a strongly Arminian or evangelical perspective that is going to have that whole problem of the will that we talked about earlier. So it may be tossing out secular worldview psychology like Freudian or Jungian, but it may be replacing it with a twisted Christian psychology as well. Only there, the Christian may be more, maybe less likely to question it because it has that word Christian in front of it.